Hey, welcome back to Politico Tech. Today's Wednesday, January 31st. I'm Stephen Overly. Top social media executives are headed to Capitol Hill this morning, and what awaits them is an old-fashioned Senate grilling over how they handle child sexual abuse material on their platforms. Meta's Mark Zuckerberg and TikTok's Shou Chu are both returning to the hot seat and will be joined by three others making their Hill debut: Linda Yaccarino from X, Evan Spiegel from Snap, and Jason Citron from Discord. Now, these hearings with celebrity CEOs usually become a spectacle. And honestly, that's part of the point. Senators want to jumpstart legislation that they argue will help make the internet safer for kids, but has been stalled for years amid pushback from tech lobbyists and some advocacy groups. Politico reporter Rebecca Kern is back on the podcast today to give the download on what to expect from today's big hearing. Well, Rebecca, welcome back to Politico Tech.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this hearing. You've got Zuckerberg, you've got Yaccarino. These are some of the biggest names in social media on the Hill today. What are lawmakers trying to accomplish by grilling them in this hearing?
Well, I think they are trying to drive home this point on kids' online safety, which for the past several years has been a drumbeat for Congress to act. And because they haven't passed any legislation, we've seen a lot of states moving kids' online safety bills and parental bills, giving parents more control over their kids' safety on these apps. But Congress is bringing these five CEOs, Mark Zuckerberg from Meta, Linda Yaccarino from X, TikTok CEO Shou Chu, and then the CEOs of Discord and Snap. They're all coming to talk about child sexual abuse material, which is on all their platforms and something they don't want on their platforms and lawmakers don't either. But it's really just about trying to find the right solution to get it off and to detect it early on. So that's the subject, but we know how these big mega tech hearings go. They won't all stay on that one topic.
Right. Everyone will bring up their pet project or some tech issue that they might be having. I do know from your reporting that senators are trying to move a collection of bills that they argue are going to make the internet a safer place for kids. Can you tell us what exactly those proposals are, what they would do?
Yeah. So the Senate Judiciary Hearing Committee, who's holding this hearing, chaired by Dick Durbin, a few of the ones I would call out are Durbin's bill, the Stop CSAM Act, and that would give victims of online child sexual abuse the right and to sue these platforms. So it would make a narrow change to tech's liability shield known as Section 230. So that would be big. It's a bigger bill than just that. It would expand a lot more protections for victims online and offline. There's also this bill called the Earn It Act, which I'm sure you're familiar with because it's been introduced three different Congresses.
And it's been around a while, yeah.
Has not died and is still moving. And Lindsey Graham is very adamant about it. And he told me last week he's going to bring it to the floor for a unanimous consent vote every week until he gets it passed. So don't know if he'll do that, but that is a bill that also peels back tech's liability shield, Section 230, which would allow platforms to be held liable if they're hosting and distributing sexual abuse content related to children. Those are two that I think will be talked about a lot in the hearing from Judiciary.
What about the Kids Online Safety Act? Is that...
Yeah, that one is not technically a Judiciary Committee bill, but it will be discussed. It's from the Commerce Committee, but the two co-sponsors, Marsha Blackburn and Dick Blumenthal, are on the committees. If I were to put some betting on these, a bit more momentum, it has nearly 50 co-sponsors. And that one just would basically direct platforms to take more preventative measures so that they're not actively recommending harmful content. That harmful content could be suicide content, eating disorder content, self-harm. And there's been a lot of talk about, a lot of advocates are really pushing it.
I'm curious, anytime we have these big hearings with tech CEOs, you know, senators know that the cameras are rolling and they know that this is a moment to really seize. Is there anyone you're expecting will really try to have a breakout moment at the hearing today?
This committee is not full of wallflowers. We have Josh Hawley, who likes to make a lot of headlines. We have a lot of former attorneys general, right? That makes sense for judiciary. So I think Hawley, he's former AG from Missouri, he'll go hard against TikTok. He has one of the few bills in Congress that seeks to ban TikTok still, and he still tries to bring it to the floor for a vote. It fails, but yeah, and that's alleging there's ties to its owner based in Beijing and the Chinese Communist Party. I think we'll hear about that. I think Linda Yaccarino will get a lot of heat from particularly Democrats for a lot of the vitriolic hate speech that the owner Elon Musk has been sharing. So, I mean, you could pick a Democrat. I think she'll be fair game that they'll go after her. I think Blumenthal will go hard after all these companies because he has a long history of kids' safety and pushing for a national privacy law and has just been very fed up with all of them. I think some of the lawmakers, I think Lindsey Graham will go hard against Snap. Particularly, it is facing a class action lawsuit related to the sale of fentanyl on the platform and then deaths of kids who've bought from dealers on Snap. I've been told there's going to be some victims from these families in the audience.
So a lot of those issues that, again, may not be directly related to child sexual abuse material, but certainly are going to come up in the hearing today.
Right.
I know you've spoken with all of these companies ahead of time. What kind of defense are we likely to hear from them when they're being criticized for some of their practices?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone is going to come in claiming they're 100% on getting CSAM off because it would just not be truthful. It is there. They are all admitting it's a problem and they're all saying this is a priority and that we take a lot of preventative and proactive steps to detect it using machine learning and AI, using hashes that detect known CSAM. But what they are all admitting is novel CSAM is going to be the newest and currently is the hardest challenge. That is brand new created material that isn't currently hashed in any system so that they already know to look for it. It's original. It's often starting to be AI generated, which is like the downside of, so you're using AI to detect it, but then there's also AI being used to create it. And it could be creating images, but altering them of actual children, but slightly altering them, removing clothing from actual children via some systems that AI is generating. So that is already a problem. And all of them mentioned they're working with this group called the Tech Coalition, which is a group that all these five platforms are a member of, and they all share these signals together. And they formed a specific new group called Lantern that specifically Discord, Snap, and Meta formed, and X and TikTok are looking to join. So I think we'll hear them saying we're doing the good work. And you know what? Regardless what they say, they're going to be yelled at. So I think they know they're in for that. And so they're going to expect it.
We'll be right back. Well, there are some of these companies have sort of taken preemptive steps right ahead of this hearing to maybe soften some of those blows. I know you reported that Snap actually came out in support of one of these proposed laws, the Kids Online Safety Act. Do you expect other companies will feel pressure, you know, if at all, to follow suit?
I certainly hope my reporting does prompt people to ask the question of these other CEOs. I would not be surprised if Blumenthal or Blackburn ask each of them on the record, do you support our bill? Because Snap kind of just came out and said it. And when in one of my meetings with them. And I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of newsy. And no one else has come out and just admitted it. And honestly, it's because they already do a lot of the proposals in that bill. And to be fair, while Meta has not come out and endorsed it, they also announced that they are proactively going to stop recommending suicide, eating disorder, and self-harm content to teens, something that's being proposed in COSA. So these platforms are able to do the things these laws are asking of them. if they want to, right? And I think maybe they're reading the writing on the wall that this is getting closer to passage, so maybe we should get in line. But they have not formally endorsed it, and NetChoice, which is a trade group that Snap, Meta, X, and TikTok are members of, they have opposed it. But yeah, I mean, maybe someone will change their views. I've heard maybe X could be getting closer to supporting it. It may be an easier ask for them because kids are not a primary demographic on their platform, though.
Right. On I was going to say Twitter. Now yeah. X. The other thing Meta has done is propose kind of this new regulatory framework, basically trying to push responsibility right onto apps and app stores and not onto the platforms themselves. Is that likely to get a friendly reception from lawmakers today?
I mean, is Meta going to get a friendly reception from any lawmaker is my question. I think this is his eighth appearance. This is old hat for him.
Yeah.
He's prepared to be vilified, I think, in a lot of ways. It is a bold move to write your own legislation when you're Meta and expect lawmakers to take it up. I've asked a few lawmakers, I have not asked all 100 in the Senate, if they would, you know, carry Meta's water and introduce their bill. But I've heard from other platforms, it's not a bad idea, because what it would do is put the onus on the app stores, Apple and Google's app stores, to get parental consent before downloading these apps. I'm not sure where lawmakers stand.
Maybe Facebook or Meta is not the best messenger, though, for delivering that idea.
That's the thing. I mean, while people think it is not a bad idea, I'm not sure they're the right delivery mechanism for it.
For all of the talk, and we're going to hear today, all of the, you know, grandstanding and discussions of urgency, I was struck in your story, though I knew this already, but Congress has really only passed one kids online safety bill in the last decade, basically. So if something is getting all this attention, it has some bipartisan appeal, why has Congress been so stalled on this?
It's a good question, and we try to answer it in the story. I think it's called lobbying, and it's been very effective.
Right.
In recent years, tech has been one of the largest lobbying powers on the Hill. And, you know, they have offices in a lot of states in this country, particularly California, obviously. And that is where we've seen several of the Democratic members, at least with the Earn It Act and a few others, push back on some of these proposals. It could be because they are the home of the tech, the large tech platforms. And they're also a twofold issue with some of these bills and judiciary, particularly Earn It. It leads to some privacy and cybersecurity concerns that for a long time have been held by civil liberties and civil rights groups and ACLU. So on the left. So it's not just an issue with like tech lobbying. Other outside groups aren't even supportive of some of these proposals. So that makes it even harder, right? Even with COSA, we're seeing an interesting alignment as well of pretty progressive groups coming out against it. So it really does put Democrats, particularly, in a bind.
Once the spotlight of the hearing today kind of fades away, right? How many hurdles do these bills really have to clear? And what is the likelihood that that happens?
Such a good question. I think it's an election year. I sat down with Durbin for this article, and he admitted it. He's like, we really have till probably the end of July to act. And then it's August recess, and then we're just in election season, more or less. So he's saying it's not a long shot, but it's we're going to need some quote-unquote good luck to get these past the finish line. So I think if you get a package of them, which Durbin has said he's talking to Schumer about, and Schumer's team has said, we're looking to get more support on the floor for this before we act. So if that support comes through on this hearing, maybe, you know, Schumer's like, we have to pass a supplemental and fund the government first. But he's not saying, and he says it's still a priority to get kid safety bills passed. So I think we have a narrow window, if we have any window at all.
Got it. Well, Rebecca, I know you'll be in the hearing room today covering this all up close. Thank you for being here on Politico Tech.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's all for today's Politico Tech. For more tech news, subscribe to our newsletters, Digital Future Daily and Morning Tech. Music in today's episode comes from the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. Our managing producer is Annie Reese. Our producer is Afra Abdullah. And our editors are Steve Heuser, Daniela Cheslow, and Louisa Savage. I'm Stephen Overley. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.